Good morning. It's Thursday morning here in India and Hyderabad, and today I just kind of had an idea. Let's talk about self-confidence, and I'll connect this concept of the word self-confidence with a spiritual meaning as well as how it's useful for people in whatever walk of life they are in. So let's jump right into it straight away, and let's first look at the word called self-confidence. It has two words, self, and there's something called confidence. And we'll first jump into the word called self. So the word self is really referring to who you truly are. And confidence follows knowing who you are. Often you find that self-confidence is kind of sold to you in the world in different ways, where you know you could relate it to you in the form of being an expert in your subject, and that makes you confident, which is true. It surely does, and it's not a bad way to be self-confident. Or sometimes there are even some schools of thought which tell you to fake confidence till you actually get some confidence on some stuff. I'm not too sure if it works on the long run. But what I really want to address out here is the concept of what is real self-confidence. And this is something that's going to be very useful for you to, for those who are in the spiritual path, or whether you want to be successful in business or anything that you want to do. Now, knowing who you are is like having the foundation of your house or any construction that you can think of. You know, if you had to build a big multi-story building, then, you know, fundamentally its foundations need to be strong. And if the foundations are strong, you can build it. So if you look at our modern education system, what has happened is that we tend to be, we're pretty advanced actually, and life quality of life has improved, and we've learned a lot of technology, but what is lacking is that we don't have good foundations, and we've somehow over these years tend to have taken away the importance that used to exist, that was, you know, that was given towards these foundations. And the foundation here that I'm referring to is, if you were to think about your own the body as a, you know, a building or something like that, or you know, any construction, the confidence of being successful or achieving your goals depends a lot on knowing who you are. And the reason being so is for you to remember that, you see, the self is what is the source of the whole world. And if you are connected back to your whole, to your true self, and you have the added advantage of being knowledgeable in your field of expertise, that's the perfect combination to have, right? On the other hand, let's say you are an expert on something, at least in terms of qualification and the number of years of work that you've put into a particular field, you do have a certain sense of confidence, but then you still feel that little lack or emptiness, or sometimes you just feel a little uncertain about things, right? And that is actually due to a lack of knowledge of who you are. Now, knowing who you are makes you confident for two reasons. One is you're connected to your true self, which is actually a divine or spirit, but the other point is also to remember that the more you connect to your true self, you also truly are preview to the fact that you are a creator by yourself, right? The power of God lies right within you, and because it lies within you, no challenge is actually difficult for you to accomplish, simply because you know the power is with you. It's not an external source. So even if right now, today, you've got a challenge or you've got a project that you're not really, you know, having the resources for right away, but you've got the expertise on it, you'd still have the confidence in it if you knew who you are, because you would then understand that, you know, this, it's all like a jigsaw puzzle that the whole world is being put together, and you're never really isolated part of it. The problem with the ego and, you know, over-identifying yourself as an individual is that you would be placed in a high place of insecurity where you don't really know where you fit into the whole scheme of things in the whole world. Whereas knowing who you truly are makes you relaxed, makes you comfortable, and you don't really feel challenges as stressful. You actually understand that things are going to unfold, so you're going to get the path, you're going to know things about how to achieve these things, and the means, the methods, and of course, your work is also required. You can't just think that, you know, you can be a foolish person on a subject and I hope to accomplish things. That's not really the way. You do need to make your effort. You need to study, you need to be a professional, practice, learn, and understand your connection to the big picture. And when you're able to fuse these two things together, connect yourself to your small self, to the true self, the bigger self, and
also be knowledgeable in your field, you become really useful to the society. See, one of the key things to be happy is that a lot of people run behind happiness, and you're never going to get it because happiness is not out there, it's in you. And happiness is achievable when you identify with your true self. Now, in terms of an action, how do you live a happy life? You really become happy when you become useful to your community, when you do things which are productive, which help the community. And, you know, the more you help others, you actually feel more connected to your true being. And the reason is pretty simple, because your true self is not not a personal or individual, it's universal. Your actions outside need to be more useful to others. So the more useful you are, you tend to become more connected to your true self, the universal self. And you strengthen this connection at the core by doing practices like meditation, or, you know, whatever many practices that exist, Ho'oponopono, or, you know, your regular devotional practices, prayers, whatever it is that you're doing. But all these put together make the perfectly cooked recipe. So now keep these in mind. So next time you're going to do something on, you feel that you're not having the confidence, look at the couple of elements that could be worked upon to build your self-confidence. One is be a knowledgeable person about your subject, maybe get an internship on it, or practice, read, meet people, you know, build your knowledge on it. But don't also discount the fact that you do need to have a true and good connection with your true self. I've covered how do you already connect to your true self and a couple of methods on that, which is actually there in my earlier podcast and my channel, which is on Know Thyself. So that's, you could always listen to that, and if you feel you need to get in touch with me about something, to feel free to do so. So I hope this helps you have a good self-confident day today. Thank you.